This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
Katie Willett, I am the Mitchell County Liaison for the YMCA.
I am excited to get to see you. I hope things are going well. You're doing okay with all your social distancing. Have you washed your hands?
I have washed my hands. I've been wearing masks, and I take wipes wherever I go.
Boy, now you're doing good.
I'm trying.
It is good to see you, and it's exciting to know that we are moving forward, hopefully, on having YMCA facilities in Mitchell County. The one in Avery County is just amazing, isn't it?
It is wonderful, and it's so exciting to be a part of the YMCA team, mm-hmm. and to be in the midst of this journey with them to bring it to Mitchell County.
So now, are you part of the one in Avery County, which the proper name of it is?
Williams YMCA. Of Avery County.
Of Avery County.
Yes.
If it had been Marion, I've done some stuff with Corpening before, so I would have known that one, but I want to make sure I got the name right. So are you actually a part of Avery and just working down here, or is it a separate group of people?
It is with Williams YMCA of Avery, so I am kind of part of their team, but as their Mitchell County extension.
Right.
And so it's a unique position, one that's been created and one that's very unique to be a part of.
It sounds like it would be kind of exciting. Now, you've had a most fascinating career anyway. I know you from going to church together, but also as a physical therapist. So you've done that for a long time, hadn't you?
I have, yes. Goodness, physical therapist, over 10 years. Mm-hmm. I've been here in the area and working at the hospital for about 7 years there in rehab. And it's been a treat to meet the community that way. And here's another way to kind of reach out to.
So now, to get things started, you have an office in Spruce Pine, is that correct?
That is true, yes. We are at 275 Oak Avenue, there on Upper Street beside the awesome track building gallery, and we are currently not open to full-on public, as many places are not right now, unfortunately.
Right.
But we are trying to reach out to the community as best we can right now, and we'd love for you to come check out where we are at. Give us a wave through the window.
Okay.
And maybe if you want, drop off something to give out to the community. We are trying to help by being deliverers to different organizations in the community that might need an extra hand, whether that be a dried good item or an extra bottle of hand sanitizer. It's hard to come by these days,
for
sure. Or bottled water, or potentially any fun school supplies, things like that. So we're just trying to collect that, and we are happy to distribute that for you. So it's a pretty hands-off system. When we're there, we put our box outside for you. And again, feel free to give us a wave through the window, and then we distribute that through the week to those that have expressed a need in the community to us.
Oh, cool. It's hard to say as if there wasn't a pandemic, because nothing's going to be the same on the other end out, as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But now, what were you doing before? And like, once you get to where you throw open the doors and allow folks to come in and visit, what will you be doing at that office? And what are the stages? Where are we at in the progress?
Those are all very great questions.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you that officially, I jumped on board starting the beginning of March.
Mm-hmm.
March was a very unique and interesting month.
I started to say about 2 weeks in, kaplunk. Yeah.
That's about what happened. So the exciting thing is that we were able to secure the office building, and so that's our wellness office, and it is large enough for us to start initiating some programs out of that space. It is not going to be our overall wellness building. Mm. We are still in looking for the most appropriate site for that in Mitchell County. And I'm excited to see what unfolds there. In the meantime, it's kind of like starting underneath the folds just a little bit. We've actually already been able to be in Mitchell County and start some amazing programs.
Mm-hmm.
My colleague, our Assistant Director of Healthy Living, Erin Spear, we will be sharing office space, and she is here in Mitchell County, and she's been initiating a couple programs actually out at the Senior Citizen Center, and they have really jumped off in the last couple seasons, they've been able to kind of initiate those. So they've been doing a blood pressure self-monitoring program, mm-hmm. as well as Delay the Disease, which is a Parkinson's focus program. Yeah. So exciting. As a physical therapist, I jump on board with that, and I'm like, oh, listen to these awesome things that are going on. And so it's an awesome referral when it's most appropriate for that client and community member. So, of course, some things are on hold right now.
Yeah.
But we are very excited that we will be able to pick back up where we were when we're given the safe go-ahead.
Whenever we get there.
That's right.
You know.
When it's most appropriate to be back in buildings and, of course, following specific health guidelines. Yeah. We want to keep everyone safe and healthy, but also to be a great encourager and supporter as best we can to help people keep moving and be healthy. And then we hope to continue to grow additional programs that continue to fall under our chronic disease management and prevention program under EBHI, evidence-based health intervention programs. All to say, it's very exciting for the community what will lie ahead.
We'll pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow with Katie Willett of the Williams YMCA of Avery County. She's the Mitchell County liaison.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.